We are going to come back for a part two for this conversation because we wanted to give you a little time for reflection. Because Charlie's here with decades of wisdom and there may be some questions. So if you'll join me just for the next 10-15 minutes, I'd like to begin with a short thought experiment, and this will take us 2 minutes. If you can put your pen and paper, everything down next to you, because you will stand in a minute. And I'm going to ask you just to sit very comfortably and very, if you've got to stretch a little bit because you've been sitting for a while, that's fine. Do that. But I'd like you just to sit very comfortably in the place where you are right now. And I mean that physically in this chair, but also in your life. You are who you are in this moment. Just sit in it. This is me. And if you can close your eyes for a moment, I would like you to turn your head up just slightly so that you see, you visualize standing in front of you the person you would like to be. As you develop, as you take this wisdom and knowledge into you, as you go back to your homes, your families, your work, your friends, your community, visualize in front of you that person you are becoming, that person you would like to be. Just lifting your head gently so that you can look up at this person standing in front of you. Visualize, what are they like? What are you like in your best, your highest, your aspirational self, the you that you are becoming, the you that you wish to become? Fill in some of the details for yourself. And then I invite you to stand up and step into that place where that person was standing. And I'd like you to turn and look at the chair behind you. And on this chair, I'd like you to visualize the self that you are now. And I would like you to look at that self with a big smile, a heart full of love and appreciation, and with sweet words of encouragement, I'd like you to reach out your hand to that one and to visualize the person on the chair standing up and meeting you eye to eye. Look into the eyes and offer sweet words of encouragement and wisdom to who you are now from your highest self. What would you say to encourage you to move forward? And now visualize above you a light shining down between the two of you, this light from God coming to embrace you both. And feel the white light pulling the you, the best you, together with the you that you are now. And divine light brings the best out of you. The love of God like an embrace around you as you turn gently and sit back in your chair. So if you would take a moment now, please, to write down any wisdom that you would give yourself as you leave here. to take with you to become who you want to be. Just take a minute or two, the wise words that you would offer yourself in your own voice. So you have absorbed so much wisdom this week, and I think the wisdom within you has also emerged. We'd like you now, of course you're taking that back with you, you will continue to blossom and grow and develop on your own path, on your own journey. I'd like to take just 5 more minutes now before we go for break for you to just turn to anyone sitting near you and share anything you would like. Also, if there are any practical questions that come to mind for you as you think about carrying this wisdom you have gained here back into your very real home and family and workplace and community. So take the next 5-6 minutes with anybody sitting next to you. Any practical questions that come to mind for you as you think about moving back to your home and to your place, and have a conversation with someone near you. Terry and somebody somewhere, Rosemary, have pieces of paper here. And they will circulate at some point, not right now, you begin your conversation, but at some point they will be here with paper. If you would like to write a question down, we will come back and answer those questions after break. Okay? So get practical now. If there's some real practical things that are coming to mind for you, please talk about them for the next 5-6 minutes together, and then just get a piece of paper and write it down, and we will collect them up for after the break. Okay? All right. Enjoy your conversations.